Welcome to The Creative Connection with Pastor Ed Young. It's a joy to have you with us today. Pastor Ed leads Fellowship Church in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Today marks the start of our new series, Beneath the Surface, led by Pastor Ed Young, where we delve into the depths of our thought life. In today's message, titled Shark Thoughts, Pastor Ed explores the importance of reeling in and capturing our thoughts to bring about true change in our lives. This program is just a glimpse of what Pastor Ed has to offer. From global missions to his latest inspirational books and daily devotionals, there's something for everyone. You can find all of this and more at edyoung.com. And here's an exclusive offer for our listeners today. Download a free chapter of Pastor Ed and Lisa's newest book, A Path Through Pain, at edyoung.com. With refreshing vulnerability and power, A Path Through Pain shares their family's journey from sorrow and anger to hope and healing after the tragic and sudden loss of their daughter. As they share their incredible perspective, they will inspire and equip you to believe that there is purpose in your pain, even if you can't see that purpose yet. Now, let's get into today's message called Shark Thoughts. Welcome to The Creative Connection with Pastor Ed Young.
Imagine you're in the ocean close to shore. It's very calm. You see an ominous dark shadow beneath the surface. And you come face to face with the apex predator, a great white shark. I had the opportunity several weeks ago to fish for a great white, to catch a great white, to tag a great white and release a great white. You know, I've got to say that this expedition is a metaphor for our lives. I would have to say that when things happen to us, they often reflect God's meta narrative in Scripture. A meta narrative being the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ, and the implications of living for him. Great white sharks are pretty prolific. And I would say great white sharks would be in your life and mine. I would submit to you that there are things swimming between your ears and mine, in the oceans of our minds, you could say, that I would refer to as thought sharks. Thought sharks. It is unique to reel in a great white shark. I was told after we caught this fish that there's been maybe 25 fish this size caught on a rod and reel in fishing history. History. And I'll tell you more and more about the specifics of it as we continue in this series. But I want you to think about reeling things in, because that's the overarching story, right? Reeling something in, bringing something out there up close, reeling something in. We have an opportunity to reel in thought sharks, the apex predators in our minds. Where are you fishing? I mean, you don't go to a local lake and fish for great white sharks, do you? Where are you fishing? What are you fishing for? Or are you fishing at all? But we reel in things, people, you could say, but specifically, we reel in thoughts all the time. You're driving down the freeway like I was yesterday, a car cut me off, and I said to myself, I had this thought, if I had a bazooka, I'd blow that car off the road. I got to reel that thought in. You're at the gym, you see this attractive person, you better reel that thought in. You're in an argument with your husband, and you have this thought to say, you're just like your father. You better reel that thought in. We have thoughts, don't we? We're the sum total of our thoughts. Science tells us we have 60,000 thoughts a day. 75% are negative. Now let that settle in. And you're telling me that we're born good? You're telling me that we don't have a sin nature? Science has just told us so. I have these neural pathways in my brain like you, and 75% of my thoughts and your thoughts are negative. Negative thoughts. We have thoughts, don't we, about God? Sometimes negative thoughts about God. Some of you maybe have a thought that God is like an NFL referee. The NFL is overly officiated, if you've not noticed. It's like after every play, the players are looking around and it's weird. And we think God's that way. Some of us think God is a tyrant. Others of us have a thought of God as this benevolent grandfather. God thinks about you and me 24/7. Did you know that? The Bible says in Psalm 139, 17 through 18, how precious to me are your thoughts, God. How vast is the sum of them. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. When I awake, I'm still with you. Now I want you to think about that again. Think how you think for a second. The God of the universe is thinking about you. He never stops thinking about you. While he's thinking about you and you and you and you. Is that awesome? God made us in his image. We have the capacity to think. And the Bible tells you and me that when we become followers of Christ, specifically 1 Corinthians 2:16, that we have the mind of Christ. Only God, only the power of the Holy Spirit can transform our thoughts. But I'm telling you, friend, you're a sum total of your thoughts. So am I. What do you think about God? What do you think about yourself? I have thoughts about myself, and I can't believe the negative thoughts I have about myself. Just this week, oh, Ed, you have nothing to say. I say back to myself, well, I put in 25 hours of study. You have nothing to say. Who are you to preach? Oh, I can go negative quick. And I fight cynicism because of my sin nature and because of my background. I've grown up in the fishbowl. My father is one of the most powerful Christian figures in America. I've grown up with people watching everything I do, what I say, what I don't say, what I wear, what I don't wear, what I drive, where I live, all of that, my whole life. I have seen the dark underbelly of people. And you're going to sit there and think, I don't know what sin is. Oh, Ed, this might surprise you. What are you smoking? Sin is my business. So when you deal with that much garbage and that much darkness, oh, it can give you some thought sharks. And we can all point back to our past and talk about those things, but I'm just gonna tell you it's a fact. When I see people, do I tend to see the best? No, not always. Because my whole life, people wanted to get next to me because of my family and everything. So I'm like, I'm just keeping it real. You're a pastor? Yeah, I am. You have those same thoughts. What do you think about yourself? I'm not good enough. I'm not pretty enough. I'm not big enough. I'm not smart enough. I'm unworthy. Thoughts. And then what we'll do is, this is what I do. I'll feed my thought sharks. Why do I feed my thought sharks? Why do you do it? It's our sin nature. It's who we are. So let's reel in thoughts we have about God during this series. Let's reel in thoughts that we have about ourselves in this series. And let's look at some areas specifically of our thoughts that we think about ourselves.
You're listening to The Creative Connection with Pastor Ed Young. We're halfway through today's incredible message, and we hope it's been an inspirational part of your day. As we pause for a moment, we want to thank you for joining us and for your continued support. This ministry, focused on sharing the gospel, is possible because of listeners like you. As a token of our gratitude for supporting the Creative Connection, we have a special gift for you. We'd love to send you a complimentary copy of Pastor Ed and Lisa Young's newest book, A Path Through Pain. This is a powerful book they wrote after the sudden death of their oldest daughter, Lee Beth. They share profound truth that even in the darkest moments, pain and joy can coexist. To receive your free copy, visit edyoung.com. It's our way of saying thanks for your gift to help take the hope of Jesus to people around the world. And if today's message has touched your heart, consider supporting us. Your contributions, no matter the size, help us continue spreading God's word and bring hope to many. Visit edyoung.com to learn how you can make a difference. Now, let's continue with today's message. You're listening to The Creative Connection with Pastor Ed Young.
I was thinking about thinking, and I was thinking, okay, there's seven C's. You've heard the seven C's. Well, there's seven C's in our brains. And these thought sharks swim in these seven C's. What are the seven C's? First one is pride. Pride is the forerunner of all sin. Pride. What elevates your pride and mind? How do we feed those thought sharks? Well, a simple way is through social media. If you don't think that's about pride, what planet are you from? Pride. What feeds your pride and mind? For me, if you compliment me over a message, that doesn't feed my pride. It really doesn't. I don't know if it's because I've grown up in it. Being on stage does not feed my pride. I've grown up on stage. It's not like, oh boy, I want to hit the stage. But I'll tell you what can feed my pride would be certain peers, certain people that do what I do, and being overly competitive and overly negative about them. You don't have a problem with other people in the car, but you don't have a problem with doctors or lawyers or pastors, but you have an issue with people in the car business. I'm the same way. I'm not saying you do, I just use that as an example. because this guy's in the car business. But think about it. He's not worried about somebody in real estate. He's not worried about somebody who's a teacher, but a competitor. Are you feeling me? Yeah. Anger is another C. Anger. All anger is not bad, but out of control anger is. Another of the seven C's, the third one would be lust. God-given desire that's gone haywire. Greed, that's another one. What increases your greed factor? Slothfulness, that's being unorganized. Envy. I deserve to be where you are. Yeah, I mean, you don't deserve that. I do. How about me? And then we have jealousy. Whenever I'm jealous, I feel lousy. Jealousy. Reel those in. Well, how do you reel those in? You have to go with the right captain. Who is that? Well, Chip Michaelov, if you're going to go for great white sharks, it's Jesus. You have to have the right crew. My crew, I had my son EJ. He's been fishing with me since he's been 2 years old. I took Dave Clark with me. Dave's been on steroids for the last 10 years, and he can reel in anything. We had Megan, the scientist, who's been on every shark week imaginable. We had Chip Michaelov, who's caught more great white sharks in a rod and reel than anybody in the history of angling. That's a great team. We have a great team here called the church. We're not supposed to reel in these things alone. It's not going to happen. We had a great captain. Our captain is Jesus. We have the mind of Christ. He invented thoughts. He gave us the capacity to think. I have the right crew with me, the right craft, of course, the church, and then I catch the fish. I catch the fish, and the Bible tells me that in Romans 12, 2, that I have the horsepower, because of the Holy Spirit of God, to transform, again, let me go through it, pride into humility as I release it. I capture it, and I release it. Anger into self-control, lust into purity, greed into contentment, slothfulness into order, envy into contentment, and jealousy into thankfulness. Reel it in, pride, tame it, capture it, tag it, release it. And suddenly I'm looking at these markers that cause pride, and then I'm seeing that God wants to show up in the situation and build, instead of pride, humility, and instead of lust and letting lust go, real lust in, purity. And instead of envy, contentment. Transformation. Again, thoughts, emotion, action, and achievement, either to glorify God or not. That's the game. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5, the Apostle Paul, we demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God. The knowledge of God, when we confront it, always humbles us. Let me reel that in again, because you missed it. The knowledge of God, if we really confront it, humbles us. So think about it. Think about the fishing trip. Reeled it in, captured it, caught it, released it. Okay, we demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God. So we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. Track your thoughts. Here's the application. Track your thoughts with the journal. The seven C's. All right. What feeds those thought sharks in a negative way? And what feeds those thought sharks in a positive way? What are you putting into your mind? How about the music you listen to? Hip hop? Country? Now, I listen to secular music, don't get me wrong, but what are they saying? You know. I love to watch different documentaries and shows, Lisa and I do, on the different streaming platforms, but there are certain ones we don't watch. Thoughts. Certain websites. Certain people even I don't follow because I struggle with envy. Why do they get to do that and I'm here? Why are they traveling there and I'm here? Why are they speaking there and I'm here? Speak aloud what your identity is in Christ. Okay. First thing, I take a journal, 7 C's. At the end of the day, we're tracking those thoughts, those 7 categories, right? But God's going to transform them into something beautiful. Next thing, let's speak aloud who we are. I forget who I am. And I'm going to challenge you to do this 3 times a day. And let's practice right now together. We're going to do this for the next week, 3 times a day. Here we go. 1, 2, 3. That's all of us, you and me. 1, 2, 3. I have the mind of Christ. I have the righteousness of Christ. I am accepted in Christ. I'm forgiven in Christ. I'm gifted in Christ. I'm strengthened in Christ. 3 times a day. I can't write fast enough. It's on all of our social media platforms, okay? Even our app. Make sure to get the Fellowship app. So I'm journaling. I am confessing. And you watch the Holy Spirit of God work in your life. Because the mind of Christ is where it's at. Our mind is made for the mind of Christ. We're not made for another mind. So when we think these thoughts, suddenly our attitudes will change, our actions will change, our aptitudes will change, and these neural pathways will change because of the power of God. This can only happen because of the gospel. If it weren't for the gospel, we couldn't even have this conversation. It'd be like going to an Anthony Robbins seminar. We, though, have the power of God. God thought. He had a thought about mankind. Even though we'd sinned, he had a thought. He put it into action. He sent Jesus to die on the cross for our sins and rise again, thereby giving us an opportunity to receive him. And when we receive Christ, we'll understand what it means to live beneath the surface.
Thank you for being with us today on The Creative Connection with Pastor Ed Young. We hope this message has encouraged you as we explore the profound principles that guide us towards a life of freedom and fulfillment. Your support is so important in helping us share the gospel of Jesus with a hurting world. As a token of our gratitude, we're offering you a free copy of A Path Through Pain by Pastor Ed and Lisa Young. Visit edyoung.com to claim your book and learn more about how you can support Ed Young Ministries. Join us for the next installment of our series, Beneath the Surface, led by Pastor Ed, as he delivers a message designed to equip and empower us in the ongoing battle of our minds. Stay connected with us at edyoung.com for more great content and ways for you to be a part of what God is doing through the Creative Connection. Thanks for listening. Until next time, God bless.